Welcome to the edition of Spirit, February 2023. Dear readers, documentary recommendation if you haven't seen it already, The Social Dilemma. It's truly a game changer. I can't count how many times children and adults in my life have referenced concerns they have with technology and its changing role in our lives. Attention mining platforms, whether that is Google, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, compete for market shares of our attention. While the technology at our fingertips today is a remarkably powerful tool, it's chilling to consider that such platforms might be introducing thoughts we don't intend to have. When I open up YouTube, for example, the video recommendations on the main page often catch my eye and make you think about their subjects. When our attention is monetized, we are pulled into watching more, posting more, even liking more, as society's norms encourage more of an investment in social platforms. It might not be the healthiest for teens to send snaps of empty ceilings and blurry selfies just to maintain a streak on Snapchat, but their attention is valuable, so science will keep progressing to push them to spend more time taking them. Alarming but fascinating. That we are on the cusp of a new dawn for tech. What will we do with it? Love, Editor Jano. Technology is causing a set of seemingly disconnected things. Shortening of attention spans, polarization, outrageification of culture, mass narcissism, election engineering, addiction to technology. Tristan Harris. Quote of the month, February 2023. Jane and the Fire by Janu. Jane is back. In 1958, young Jane has just moved to the city of Chicago, Illinois, with her parents and cousins. While going for a walk with a new puppy and her cousins, Jane is drawn back to the abandoned house. Tommy, the puppy, seems to know something about the house, encouraging her brightly to explore more. There seems to be something of special interest in the dark, dingy dining room. She pushed the panel aside gently. The little cupboard space was dark but spotless, contrasting sharply from the dusty hardwood around them. As Jane glanced about, noting the texture of the floor around them, Tommy nudged the panel farther away. The fading light from the dining room window fell on a pile of papers. The topmost paper was the very drawing Mr. Peel had been holding such a short time before. Jane reached in slowly, taking the top paper off the pile and glancing more closely at the drawing. It was a blueprint, drawn up precisely, showing what seemed to be a tunnel. Jane wondered aloud, flipping the paper. What could they want with a tunnel? She looked back in the cupboard, blinking as the light shifted and grew dimmer. Below the blueprint had been the false newspaper the three thugs had been reading on that first day in the Hungry Eagle. She picked it up, looking carefully at the picture of the building. At that moment, she heard the creep of a step on the front porch. Feeling guilt, the blood rushing to her face, and a prickle of fear, Jane crashed the little door shut and jumped to her feet. Tommy yapped and leapt around her ankles, irked that she had closed the door already. He seemed to think there was more to be seen. "Hush, Tommy," whispered Jane urgently. "If it's the three thugs out there, we're done for. They are almost certainly doing something dangerous, and we will be in terrible trouble if they catch us." Tommy stopped barking and meekly allowed Jane to pick him up and hurry to the back door. She was about to open the door when she froze. The light, she thought horrified. She had left the dining room light on. The thugs already suspected that some funny business was afoot. If they noticed a superfluous light on, they would know for certain that someone was poking about their business. She hesitated for a moment, then very cautiously took half a step back in the house. There was silence. It seemed that the person on the front porch was hesitating. So holding Tommy, who was silent as a mouse, tightly in her arms, Jane hurried back to the dining room and flicked off the light. She'd barely taken another three steps out of the room when the wooden floor of the front hall creaked. The fading light spilled into the hall as the person on the porch entered the house. Jane froze and nearly passed out. With relief as she heard Dawn's piercing whisper, "I think the house is empty." Heart still thudding, she turned back to the front door. Well then, You think wrong. What are you doing here? Paige and Dawn stood gaping in the front hall. What are you doing here? As they walked home, Jane described the blueprint in the hidden panel cupboard. The tunnel blueprint was what they were hiding that day in the Hungry Eagle. Be more careful next time, Dawn said sagely. We wanted to see what was happening because the dining room light lit up half the road outside. Jane shook her head, grinning. Maybe you should consider moderating the volume of your whisper. The story doesn't end here, obviously. Keep reading next month. Fruit of the month. Mellow or pomelo, dramatic. You will like pomelo. By Jano. Yet another citrus with remarkable properties. The pomelo is large and bears a striking resemblance to grapefruit. Shaped vaguely like a pear and originating in Asia, pomelos are sweeter than the grapefruit cousins and can even grow to the size of a cantaloupe. But they aren't all fruit. They have a very thick rind, so don't expect a cantaloupe full of fruit if you're purchasing pomelo. To explore some pomelo health benefits, pomelos are very nutritious, containing a wide variety of vitamins and minerals, including 412% of the daily value of vitamin C and 5 grams per peeled average fruit. Gut bacteria-friendly pomelos contain a lot of fiber, about 6 grams per fruit. Thus, eating pomelos as a balanced diet can reduce constipation and promote gut and intestinal health. Pomelos, like tomatoes, interestingly contain lycopene, which is an anti-inflammatory antioxidant. They have been shown to reduce levels of cholesterol in the bloodstream, thereby improving heart health. Both triglyceride fat and LDL, bad cholesterol levels, have been shown to be decreased. Doctors strongly recommend that people taking statin drugs for cholesterol should avoid pomelo. Use pomelo as you'd use grapefruit in your diet. Will you be trying pomelo? Share your thoughts with editor Janu at thehappyherald.org. Moving on to the next article, Petrichor by Janu. Rain brings feelings of peace, calm, prosperity, sometimes thunder, awe for nature's might, or terrible floods. Watching lightning arc across the sky before hearing the crack of thunder and seeing the colossal downpour of rain is just as awe-inspiring as watching the beginning of a gentle rainfall and observing the patter of raindrops flutter gently across the pavement or the surface of a pond, generating ripples that crisscross and overlap, extending outward, outward and away. Rain has always brought me joy, so I was especially pleased to find a word to describe that joy. Petrichor, the earthy scent produced when rain falls on dry soil. Petrichor, the earthy scent produced when rain falls on dry soil. It sounds like a word for the gods, and in fact it is, being partially derived from ichor, a word for the celestial blood of Greek deities. Plain liquid water doesn't have a smell. So how interesting is it that new rainfall does? It is said that our weak human noses are 200,000 times more sensitive to petrichor than sharks are to blood in water. The odd but pleasant smell of petrichor has long been chased by scientists and perfumers, and even, perhaps unknowingly, the average person who loves the pervasive smell of rainfall. It's caused by bacteria and soil, which release a chemical called geosmin, which in turn is made more abundant after rainfall. Traditional Indian perfumers have captured the scent, calling it Athar Mitti, the smell of the rainfall on earth. Perfumers believe the scent channels a primal, universal human instinct, calling us to find water. Ask Clever Collie. How do we make sound when we snap our fingers? Sincerely, Befuddled Barbie. Dear Befuddled Barbie, I'm no physicist, but I'm still glad to answer. According to Cosmos magazine, snapping causes friction between fingers. Energy gets stored in our fingers when we press them together before snapping. The energy is suddenly released, pushing a finger out to the palm and causing the snapping sound. clever Kali. Why are my biceps sore after pull-ups instead of my back? Sincerely, Aloof Aloofa. Dear Aloof Aloofa, you might be using your biceps too much and not really your back or lateral back muscles, which are bigger than bicep muscles. To change this, really put your back into it. Clever Kali. How do skiers do crazy flips in the air? Sincerely, Shocked Shiloh. Dear Shocked Shiloh, skiers and snowboarders flip by optimizing the speed of their takeoff to be as fast as possible. Rotation form needs to be perfect. By tucking their bodies in tighter, they can spin faster and more. I know, it's amazing. Clever Kali. Fine arts page includes a frozen lake pond, a frozen pond with the ski marks, a beautiful sunset sky. Are you an artist, poet, photographer, or a writer? Send us your artwork, composition, photography, etc. to see it featured in a future edition of Spirit. Email editorjanu@thehappyherald.org with inquiries. George's Thought Reviews, Critique on Literature and More. The Edge of All We Know, review by Janu. You might recollect seeing the famous images of the black hole released in April of 2019. Billions of people viewed the images within 48 hours of their public release, making these the most viewed scientific images in history. The primarily captivating nature of black holes, the most mysterious objects in our universe, makes this film a fascinating window into astrophysics and the hunt to capture a black hole on camera. Black Holes, The Edge of All We Know is a fantastic documentary. I've always been interested in this world of complex, incredible physics, math, and imagination. The Edge of All We Know is a view into rural retreats where physicists fill blackboards with complex mathematics, a view into the intense pressure of the Event Horizon Telescope, EHT team's efforts to take the first photos, and into the philosophy behind the nature of reality within a black hole. It was astonishing to see the magic that transpires behind a landmark photo like that one. Watching Dr. Strominger, Perry, and Hacko make discoveries about something intangibly far away using just math was breathtaking. The EHT team, comprised of collaborators from around the world, this film is a testament to the interdisciplinary nature of scientific research. It's a wonderful documentary, in my opinion, opening my eyes to the complex beauty of the world around and above us. Wellness Center, Going Green, Midwinter, by Janu. I used to think salads weren't a winter food. When voicing this view in freshman year, I was met with startling resistance from my entire homeroom. It was honestly like that scene in the Peanuts movie when the whole assembly shouts no or something like that at Charlie Brown. If you don't eat salad, said one classmate suspiciously, then where do you get your veggies? A reasonable question. Where could we get greens in our diets? Greens like kale, spinach, collard greens, bok choy, and various lettuces are healthy and widely considered delicious. Salads are easy ways to incorporate these sources of fiber and antioxidants. Consider using greens as wrapped inside a tortilla or to serve food with instead of buns. Sort or grill greens and serve with pasta, which might already include other vegetables or proteins. Include greens on top of pizza or include them liberally in a soup. I like soup to have a nice balance of greens and pasta. Add greens in sandwiches and burgers. I wonder what some greens could do for a classic grilled cheese. While there is still some snow on the ground, I'm ready to see more green in the world and in the kitchen. Spirit Athletics, Zion Clark, an inspiration. Zion Clark, alumnus of Kent State University and professional mixed martial artist MMA fighter, holds 3 Guinness World Records. What makes Zion's life a particularly inspirational story is that he was born without legs due to caudal regression syndrome, a very rare disorder which impairs the development of the lower half of one's body. Zion was born in Columbus, Ohio on September 27, 1997. After being part of Ohio's foster care system for a long time, he was adopted by Kimberly Hawkins. Zion went to Washington High School, Massillon, had a very successful wrestling career, played trumpet in the Massillon Tiger Swing Band, and was a lead drummer at Breath of Life Tabernacle Church. In 2021, Zion set the Guinness World Record for the fastest 20-meter dash on two hands with 4.478 seconds. He broke two more records in 2022 for most diamond push-ups in 3 minutes, 2.48, and the highest box jump with hands, 33 inches. He started his pro MMA debut in December 2022. Defeating the able-bodied fighter Eugene Murray in 3 rounds with unanimous decision. Zion's life and high school career were well narrated in 2018 Emmy-winning Netflix documentary Zion. Zion's life motto, no excuses, is tattooed across his back, and he lives up to it. He's trying to make history again by reaching the Olympics and the Paralympics in 2024. I had to get creative to reinvent myself. A lot of people will just think, I failed, and feel sorry for themselves. I think, I failed, but I'm going to do it better next time, Zion says. Percy Lavon Julian Bejano. How do chemists isolate and produce compounds? I find the scale of the subject we study in chemistry class incredible. When everything is so mind-bogglingly small and changes occur at nano levels, chemists need to understand minute details of structure and function. I've always wondered how scientists learned everything we are taught in chemistry class. Lessons are knit so well together, but each topic is so complex. How did we learn everything we know today? Chemistry began with alchemy in ancient times. Many brilliant scientists contributed to the progress of modern chemistry. One such researcher is Dr. Percy Lavon Julian. Dr. Julian's landmark discoveries in isolating chemical compounds from natural sources led to modern understandings of chemical production. His work saved lives. Many life-saving drugs were limited because they were isolated from animal sources, which gleaned precious little chemical despite a tedious process. By turning to plant sources such as soybeans, Dr. Julian pioneered the production of drugs using compounds in plants, thus laying a groundwork for cheaper, more accessible modern drug design. Eol Folk Tales, The Man and His Cow, retold and adapted by Naveen. Once upon a time, there was a pious man. He lived in a small hut along with his faithful cow. He had bought it in the market when it was just a small calf, and had raised it with care and love. He fed it the best grass, washed it often, and built it a clean, roomy stall. The man was a very hard worker, but only just managed to make ends meet. One day his roof broke, and he was forced to use all his savings to have it repaired. That night he lay on his cot, thinking about how he would be able to manage with so little money. Now the man's cow hated to see her master suffering. She decided to help him out. She walked into his hut and went up to the man. "Master, I have a plan to make you rich," she said. "What do you mean, dear cow?" asked the man. The cow told him to go to the richest merchant and make a bet with him for 1,000 gold coins, that the cow could pull 100 carts loaded with rice. The man was astonished, but agreed to do so. When he made the bet with the merchant the next day, the merchant laughed aloud and accepted, thinking the man a fool. 100 carts were filled with rice and hitched up in one long train, and the cow was harnessed to the front. The man took a seat behind the cart to goad the cow, and suddenly became overconfident. At the thought of the money he could soon win, he became roguish and began yelling at his cow. "Moo, you rascal! Go, you idiot!" he cried. The cow was shocked at this treatment from a normally kind master and refused to budge. The merchant laughed and laughed and collected his gold coins. The man slowly led his cow home and went to bed. He lay awake again, thinking of his foolishness. Now he was in greater debt. The cow came into the house and asked, "Have I ever broken a pot, master, or ruined a neighbor's crops, or gone mad, or goaded someone?" "No, never, my child," cried the man warmly. This made the cow felt affection for the master, but still she asked, "Then why did you yell at me today?" The man realized his cruelty and asked forgiveness, saying his greediness had made him rash. The cow forgave him and asked him to go to the merchant the next day and make a new bet with the same topic, but this time for 4,000 gold coins. Trusting her, the man agreed. The following morning, the man went to the merchant and made the bet for 4,000 gold coins. This man must be a simpleton, thought the merchant, and instantly accepted. The same 100 carts were hitched up, and the man took his place. He gently patted the cow and urged her with encouraging words. Slowly, the wagon train started to budge. The wheels moved only slightly as first, but before long, they were rolling quickly. The cow pulled the wagons till the last one stood where the first one had stood. The merchant was awestruck and gladly played the 4,000 coins. The man was overjoyed and from that day onwards remembered never to be overzealous to the point of forgetting to be kind. A nice story. The making of Bhagwi, pickled pear, is displayed in the cartoon. Bhagwi the Pickled Pear and Friends, a spirit original by Tambu. Thank you for listening to the Spirit Edition of February 2023. Have a nice day.